Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. The highest legal authority in Greece is due to hear an appeal contesting the legitimacy of Sunday's referendum on the international bailout. Lawyers have been debating whether the vote violates constitutional rules. Greece's finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, said the referendum would allow the country to choose between a bad imposed agreement and a viable deal that would spur economic recovery. From Athens, Chris Morris.
The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, says it's a vote for or against austerity, and a rejection of the terms offered by his country's creditors will strengthen his hand in future negotiations. But the opposition, backed up by sombre warnings from elsewhere in Europe, says this is, in effect, a vote on whether to stay in the Eurozone. The IMF has also warned the rest of the Eurozone that in the long term, Greece's debts are unsustainable, and they will need to offer comprehensive debt relief. Politically, that is an unpalatable thought.
China's announced that it's investigating suspected manipulation of its stock markets after they suffered their worst collapse in years. The Chinese securities regulator is also reported to have suspended 19 accounts that were short-selling the market. That's betting stocks would fall. Martin Patience is in Beijing.
Until a few weeks ago, the Chinese markets were among the best performers in the world. The Shanghai Exchange more than doubled its value in 12 months. But in recent days, China's markets have suffered huge losses, wiping trillions of dollars of share value. Now China's security regulator says it's investigating whether parties are mis-selling financial products. Analysts say there is now growing panic in the markets as investors try to offload their shares to stem their losses.
Ceremonies will be held in Tunisia and Britain to remember the 38 Tories shot dead by an Islamist gunman last Friday. A minute's silence will be observed in both countries, while flags will fly at half-mast over Buckingham Palace and British government ministries. Tunisian officials say they've uncovered the network behind the attack and are holding eight people suspected of direct links with the gunman who was shot dead. Malaysia has told the UN Security Council it wants to set up an international criminal tribunal to prosecute those suspected of shooting down a Malaysia Airlines flight over Ukraine last July. Ben Lowings reports.
In the wake of the crash, the Security Council adopted a resolution promising to bring the perpetrators to justice. Two-thirds of the crash victims were from the Netherlands, and the Dutch authorities have taken the lead in investigating. Their final report won't be published until October. But Russian officials have criticized a draft of the document, saying it presents more questions than answers. Moscow describes the proposal for a tribunal as premature.
World news from the BBC. South Korea is to increase public spending to counter the slowdown in its economy. The government has decided to increase spending by more than $10 billion to counter sluggish spending by consumers and businesses. As our Korea correspondent Steve Evans reports, this is a very different approach from that currently being adopted in Europe.
The Chinese economy is the main cause of the South Korean slowdown, but the outbreak of MERS also raises a fear for the future. Accordingly, some of the extra spending is targeted at hospitals and clinics which failed to cope when the illness first appeared. But the detail doesn't seem as significant as the big picture. South Korea is rejecting the economics of Europe.
An unmanned Russian rocket has blasted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan on a supply run to the International Space Station. Flight controllers were relieved the initial liftoff went without any mishap. Two previous supply rockets were lost in accidents. Last Sunday, a rocket exploded shortly after launch. Spiders have been found to travel across water like ships, using their legs as sails and silk as an anchor. Researchers at Nottingham University in England say spiders adopt postures that allow them to use wind currents to move. Tests carried out on trays of water showed that many species of arachnid put their legs in the air to catch the wind. Spiders were already known to use their silk in so-called balloons to enable them to fly. BBC News.